okay to turn the lights out now. I have this little light up here that I can use. And I think it'll help us with a little bit of our thinking about the wise men or the magi. We've been looking through the Gospel of Luke quite a bit during the Advent season and looking at dramatic events and events that were explained carefully by Luke. Luke was a very careful person. He researched things. Don't know if he interviewed the shepherds, but it seems like someone must have had a lot of information. Matthew, on the other hand, is a little more vague and sometimes a little bit difficult to really discern what he's actually saying, what actually happened. And the case of Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, that Ingrid just read to us, is a good example of that. Now, this is kind of the traditional image. And it doesn't have a star, though. I kind of like that because some folks sort of feel that the star was like the Shekinah glory of God that led the Israelites through the desert, through the wilderness, a pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of light by night, a pillar of fire. Whether that's true or not, we don't know. But this is the traditional. They're on camels. There's three. But let's look at the scripture and see what the scripture says. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Now, this is interesting because they have a fair amount of knowledge, these magi. They know that there's a king of the Jews who was born. They saw his star in the east. That would be of the rising sun. It was the star of the rising sun was what came. When we try to figure this out, though, Bethlehem was west of where they were. They were in Persia. And so interpreters think maybe they really didn't follow the star. Maybe that star was a sign to them because they were astrologers. Most scholars believe they were astrologers and they saw the star, saw the sign at the time of Jesus' birth, and they were dramatically impacted by it. And many believe that they were from Persia, perhaps Babylon, and that they would have had knowledge because just as there were Jews dispersed through the Roman Empire, so there were Jews dispersed through Persia. Daniel was in Persia. Daniel was among the wise men, the Magi. In fact, people pronounce it different ways, but we could go into that too, but we won't. There is a story behind that. But Daniel was there. He actually saved their lives because King Nebuchadnezzar made a ridiculous demand of his magician, his sorcerer, his wise men, and they were all categorized the same. You had the stargazers, the astronomer, astrologers. There was no pure science. There were alchemists, chemists. They made potions for healing. All of these different folks were wise men. They were popular in the East. Daniel was among them. And many Jews stayed in Persia after the Israelites were unable to come back. So the knowledge of the Jewish religion was there. And just as in the Roman Empire, many were attracted to it. Many were attracted to the idea of one God. They were attracted to this Jewish community that cared about each other and lived by very high moral standards. So there were these people, kind of in relation to Daniel perhaps, who were aware of this, and they knew that a king was going to be born in Jerusalem, to be king of Judea, to be king of the Jews, so that the star, the light, may have been a sign to them. They may not have followed it. They may have known to go to Jerusalem. In fact, that's where we find them. And they're in Jerusalem with sort of this expectation. Well, where's the king? They ask around. The whole city got in an uproar. Where's the king? Herod got very upset. Where's the king? They were probably shocked and surprised that the people of Jerusalem had no idea about this king, but research was done. What I want to do is stop for a second, though. There we go. And what I want you to think about now is that in spite of the sort of difficulty and vagueness of knowing exactly what happened, this story of these wise men had a mystical power throughout church history. This is from the catacombs, 3rd century, maybe, of the common era of A.D. And in the catacombs, that's why I kind of wanted the lights out, the people would be worshiping by candlelight. They made these frescoes and paintings, and often on the wall, there's many of them of the wise men, of the magi, up on the walls. And so this story has just permeated the imagination of the church and drawn the church all through the years. And I think what it was is that these men from far away who are mysterious, they're called kings, tradition developed that, probably not right, but very likely they were in king's courts, so that's not too far off. They intrigued people, and perhaps they intrigued Gentiles and Romans and people throughout history because they were Gentiles. They were Gentiles invited into the story of Christ's birth, of Christ's coming. Verse 3, when King Herod heard, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. Then he called together the people's chief priests and teachers of the law and asked them, where is the Christ to be born? In Bethlehem in Judea, he said, for this is what the prophet said. Has written, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people, Israel. It's interesting, too, that when the Magi found that people didn't know, they were not afraid to inquire. They were not afraid to ask. They asked all around, the city was disturbed, they asked and found their way to the king. They brought attention to themselves, probably because their arrival was dramatic. They probably came in a caravan. It was the safest way to travel. It probably wasn't 6 days after Jesus' birth. It was probably more like 40 days, probably after Mary went through her purification and Jesus was dedicated in the temple, because that's about the time it would have taken a caravan to get from Babylon or Persia or the East to Jerusalem, to Bethlehem. So it was a while later. Then we see Herod. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time when the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. Scripture, it's always fascinating that there are those who are adoring Christ, who are worshiping God, people coming from a far-off place who were moved to seek God, and then you have the forces in this world that want to revolt and even destroy God if they possibly could. And this is Herod. He wants to know the time, but why? Because he wants to be rid of this child king. Okay, in verse 9, it picks up again. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them. Now it does say it went ahead of them. So maybe the picture's accurate. If you see what I mean, it's hard to piece it all together. It was in the east, but now it's here, and they're following it. It went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. So exactly how it happened, we don't know, but there was this star that appeared to them, and it seems that as they came to the star over the home, the house where Jesus was, that they saw the same experience. They had the same vision. They had the same sight of the star as they had when it first appeared, a light over Christ, the light of the world coming into this world. And they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. It's just really remarkable to me that these men traveled hundreds of miles, probably, had set in their heart that a king was going to be born to Israel, king of the Jews, and they had a desire to worship him. They were from the east, perhaps Persia. That's not certain. But they were from another country. That is certain. And they desired, they responded to revelation with worship. There was the old bumper sticker, the old sign, wise men still seek him. I had that on my car when I first became a Christian. I was thinking I was wise now, you know, kind of presumptuous. I took it off a little bit later. Maybe I'm not the best example of a wise man, still not. But Lord willing, I have since then and will continue to worship him, drawn to worship him. So they worshiped and they brought offerings. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with the gifts of gold and incense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, Jesus was protected. Been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Exactly what it was, we don't know. But it was a light that revealed the birth of Christ to these magi, these foreigners, these people who were seekers of God somehow, even though they were far removed. One of the really interesting things about their worship was, and they were probably monotheistic, perhaps Zoroastrian. There's a lot of religion and a lot of possibility. We don't know things for sure, but there's a chance that they were monotheist. And they had in their worship a perpetual fire, a perpetual light. And I'd like to call those who are going to pass the light this evening to come forward. Here they are. And thank you so much, everyone, for your participation tonight. And with the wise men now, go ahead. We will pause. We can't have a perpetual light. But we can hold on to these moments, thinking of that wonderful star, knowing that the light of Christ has come into the world. We'll wait till the light goes around. Just enjoy watching the candles being lit, so that you have a little bit of light for Silent Night. You won't need it for the first verse, but you might need it for the next few. And praise God, the light of Christ is with us. Let's stand, or perhaps we might want to sit and be able to manage things. But I see a nod there. Manage things better. Number 147, Silent Night. We could enjoy the light better that way, too.